Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1013, Just Because, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. And we have 5 shows where we do this. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now, later on this week, I have a special announcement that I want to make, but I'm going to keep you in suspense for now. Oh, and hey, it's the middle of the week, so we're due for a little inspiration like I do every Wednesday. So here we go. Quote, "Determine that a thing can and shall be done, and then we shall find the way." Abraham Lincoln. All right, and with that, let's get right to Ross's post as we optimize your life. Just Because, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. As I've mentioned recently, I believe that training should be fun. If you enjoy what you are doing, you'll bring more passion to the gym. If I truly dislike an exercise or routine, I won't do it. Why bother? My competitive days are over. There's no reason for me to do something that I dread. There's almost always an infinite list of options that are equally useful. Fun for me is often a moving target. I regularly shift gears towards new goals. Doing so helps keep the training fresh and challenging, as opposed to dull and monotonous. Considering that I'm only 32 years old, I'm hoping to have at least another 50 or more years of exercise in me. I can't imagine doing the same thing day after day for the next 50 years. Variety for me isn't just about avoidance of plateaus, but perhaps more importantly, avoidance of boredom. This isn't to say that I randomly knock my routine down and start from scratch, but I will make subtle adjustments and changes. I may target a new exercise, or perhaps a new variation to an old exercise. I may also reintroduce a movement that I've used in the past. For example, I haven't flipped tires in a few months. There's been too much snow and ice on the ground. I'm itching to use the tires again, but I'll need to wait a little longer. Tire flipping isn't new to me, but taking a break from the exercise has rekindled my interest. The shift in gears is similar to the weather here in New England. No matter what season it is, there will always be people waiting for the next season to come. During the cold winter, you can't wait for the spring. During the spring, you can't wait to hit the beach in the summer. During the humidity of August, you can't wait for the fall. After raking leaves in the fall, you can't wait for the first snowstorm. We are always looking forward to a new season. I often feel the same way about training. One of my recent additions has been the parallel grip deadlift, using what is often referred to as a trap bar or hex bar. I unexpectedly received the bar as a Christmas gift. At the time, I had never used it. It was brand new to me. I initially used the bar for a few weeks, but then put it aside after leaving for training camp with a boxer who was preparing for a bout. I was away from home, so I didn't have access to the bar. But last year, I started getting the itch to use the bar again. It's been an on and off thing for me. I then mentioned using the bar on my forum and was bombarded with private messages asking why I use the bar. What was the reason? It's as if there had to be a functional, highly classified, special ops, Spartan warrior secret for me using the bar. Wrong. All I could muster for a response was, just because. I've been using the bar because I'm enjoying it. It's new and different for me. I can't say that using the bar has or hasn't made me better at anything. I don't know. I didn't wake up the day after using the bar with superpowers. I work hard no matter what I'm doing, so I rarely notice a major difference from a single movement. All that I know is that I'm better at lifting the bar than I was before I lifted it. Does that even make sense? Some people didn't like this response. They needed a reason. Why are you doing it? Why aren't you using a regular barbell? Meanwhile, all I can think is, why do you care? Is it really that big of a deal? My wife bought me the trap bar as a gift. I picked it up and liked how it felt. You may like red cars and I may like blue cars. I'm not going to run you off the road because we have different preferences. You may like the feel of a barbell. Well, I personally like the feel of my trap bar. Who cares? In a few months or years, I may take an interest in traditional deadlifting. I honestly don't know. I'm sure the time will come when I get bored with the trap bar. It just happens to be something that I'm enjoying at the moment. I've never spent much time deadlifting, so I'm sure the deadlift bug will hit me again at some point. Perhaps next time, it will be with a traditional barbell. If it does, the reason will surely be just because. There is a primal feeling to picking up a heavy weight from the ground. I can now see why people really do enjoy it. It's fun. My son even enjoys watching it. He says, "Daddy, pick it up." And that's all the motivation I need. As for the trap bar, one unique feature, at least the model I have, is that there are two handle options. I posted a video of me pulling 585 pounds. I flipped the handle over on the bar, which shortened the range of motion by a few inches. This really made a difference for me. Last week, I had failed on 585 pounds with the handles turned the other way. My bar holds 6 plates plus a collar. I can load 5 45-pound plates and one 25-pound plate totaling 545 pounds. But the next step up is 585 pounds. I don't have any 35-pound plates, so I can't jump to 565. Last week, I pulled 545 pounds, but failed on 585 pounds. This week, I turned the handle around, and 585 pounds went up nicely. I suppose this means that I need more work on the bottom of the lift. I'm hoping to pull 585 pounds soon with the full range of motion. I've watched some monsters on YouTube pulling 800 or more pounds with the trap bar, so that's motivation for me. I can definitely see how pulling heavy loads can become addictive. And if it isn't for you, I respect that too. We all have unique interests, and that's something no one should attempt to change. Even good old Dr. Seuss could tell you that. Quote, "Today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you." End quote. And in the words of Swiss psychologist Carl Jung, one of my favorite quotes that I often reference, quote, "The shoe that fits one person pinches another. There is no recipe for living that suits all cases." End quote. If only more people listened to Jung's advice. You just listened to the post titled "Just Because" by Ross Enemite of rostraining.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I hate going to the gym. I hate running. I really don't like the row machine. As a trainer, these are things I would constantly hear from my clients. And here's the deal. When working with beginners or those that may have been sedentary for a while, I don't push them to perform exercises they don't like. At this stage, it's so important to just find ways to move more. And if a move is enjoyable, well, it's going to make the behavior more likely to happen. And that's a win. That's because in turn, the person will build confidence. Many beginners often feel like they just aren't cut out for exercise, or they feel like they're just not coordinated enough to use a row machine properly or perform a burpee. By starting with enjoyable exercises, though, they'll be more likely to continue their exercise habit, and those mental barriers begin to fade. They start to believe. They start to believe in themselves. And once the exercise becomes more habitual, and then they're ready to advance, they're looking for something else, well, now we can start incorporating some of the more challenging and maybe not so initially enjoyable exercises. And I said initially not so enjoyable. Personally, I hated the row machine when I first learned it, but it was because it was hard. It was challenging. It worked my body in a way that I wasn't used to. I never liked deadlifts, but now I can't get enough of them. But I only did those things after exercise was a habit and I felt comfortable. I felt comfortable with myself and my body. I felt comfortable in the gym environment. But in the beginning, that's not necessary. In the beginning, it may be most important to start with something you can enjoy or at least tolerate and then advance from there. All right, that'll do it for the Wednesday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, and I have a special announcement coming up later this week. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.